是
This is Ralph. This is Ralph with the Ralph Winter Road Show of the Far North, the Truth Seeker. Hope everybody had a great Mother's Day yesterday. It's great to appreciate our mothers, the ones that are living. My mother has since moved on, but it's a great holiday to honor your mother. From what I'm seeing, it's unbelievable in our country, though, is it's like uncontrolled insanity. You read the papers, you look at what's going on with the children in our country, and nobody seems to care. Nobody wants to fight. I just happened to have watched a movie, Deliver Us from Evil. And this just happens to be about a Father Oliver O'Grady, a priest, pedophile, raping young children down to the age of 9 months. 9-month-old baby was the youngest that he had. A little girl who in his right, what would possess anybody on a 9-month-year-old baby? I can't even comprehend that. And, in this particular, movie, he's in there giving interviews, you know, he's talking in here, and of course they showed the families. Some of the families that were affected and some of the children. And I guess what was absolutely shocking, and it's not just because it's the Catholic Church, but the Catholic Church, a church is to be held up to a much higher moral standard. And in this particular documentary, Deliver Us from Evil, you could see the people above in the church that are protecting this particular O'Grady and others that are involved in pedophilia and raping young children. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I'm sorry, but this is enough here to, they were talking about in this that out of this particular seminary that maybe 10% of the people that were graduating, 10% were pedophiles. That's shocking. Absolutely shocking. And I have a little bit of firsthand knowledge with several people that have had things like this happen to them when they were extremely young. And it affects their whole life. And yet, this particular fellow, O'Grady, was charged. He was given 14 years. I'll be back after the break here, and we'll continue talking. So we'll be back in a minute.
V
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Well, hello, this is Ralph, and we're back from break. And I want to remind people that this is the last time I will be on Republic Broadcasting in this time frame. I will be moving to Sundays only, and that will be 6 to 8 p.m., a two-hour show on Sundays Central Time, so 6 to 8 Central Time. So be sure and stay tuned, because you're going to get more information on this show, especially on it. I'm going to go over some of the remedies. We have a lot of talk show hosts, but very few have remedies and tell it like it is. And I would also please remind people that Republic Broadcasting Network isn't free. They need your support, so be sure and call 800-313-9443 and help support this radio, so you can listen to talk show hosts such as myself and others. And if you feel free to have a call in today, 800-313-9443. Anyway, back to this, deliver us from evil. O'Brady was sentenced to 14 years in prison. That's all this priest was sentenced to. And he got out in 7, and he went back to Ireland. He was deported. He went over there and with a church and a family and children, and they weren't even told what he'd done over here. Just can't believe these things go on. But all of this grief that this man caused, and he only got 14 years. And then he actually only served 7 and was deported out of this country. I don't know why they wasn't any parole, or I don't know. It just I just can't grasp the concept. And when you see some of these things of a grown man doing some of these things to small children, especially to like a 9-month-year-old baby. I mean, my goodness. I'm involved in a particular. I have knowledge of somebody where at 1-year-old, a little girl had was sexually abused. Who does this to a 1-year-old girl? I don't know. I can't comprehend the evil. It's like, and what's even more astounding is I can't comprehend why the people out here don't get up in arms and deal with this. It's going on all over. Greg Pound out of Florida, that's been on my show here a couple times, sent down a motion for an independent judge. And the 10th, they were going to terminate his parental rights. And amazingly, the county judge down there in Florida emptied the courtroom and left all of these vultures of the state attorneys and guardian ad litems hanging on the bar, all these children up for grabs, and him. They emptied the courtroom. He got up and left, and they brought in a appellate judge, circuit court appellate judge down there, and put a stop to all that immediately anyway. It's put off till September. And, I mean, we actually stopped it, you know, but, of course, he hasn't won, hasn't got his children back yet. But again, when it's when you go look, like in this particular case, I mean, the lady that filed the charges filed false charges and had felony counts against her, 26 of them, and got out of that whole thing with a fine for a little under $3,000 for some of the extra money she'd taken, and left the county, and they were paying her the whole time. This is a state. What kind of country does this? What kind of people do these things? I don't know. There are solutions. There are solutions. And I'll tell you what some of the solutions are. The first solution is take a look in the mirror. We're the problem. We have allowed these things to happen, and we've not fought back. We've sold our birthright. And one of the first things as a solution that needs to be done is the people that are Christians to get involved in a church that has not signed up with Caesar. I've been on a couple of talk shows. I didn't even realize there were churches that out there that were doing that. There are, and it's growing. You can't have a church and be signed up with Caesar, Lucifer. The second thing is you cannot have a church that is supposed to have freedom of religion had the people signed up with Caesar being citizens of the United States, this fictitious citizenship in which you've given a full power of attorney. Imagine. A full power of attorney to your senators, to your congressmen. And it's provable, conclusively. It's in Title 42, United States Code, 1981, 1982. Congress is granting we, the people, the privilege, should be the benefit of the right to own property, to sue and be sued, and to even have the same rights as white citizens. I would think anybody that's, I'm a white citizen, and I'm thoroughly upset at it, because where did my citizens of the several states go? Where did we all go? This stuff was all created after the Civil War for the Negroes in 1866 and 67. And it's still there today. It's brought forward with no changes since after the Civil War. It's entitled 1988. Title 42. Anyway, some of the other things that most certainly people need to start understanding is that these attorneys, there are a few that will fight, but very few. Why? Because they're bound by the professional code of conduct. If they get too vocal, they pull their bar card. They're no longer attorneys. Now, what is absolutely amazing, I'm just sitting here looking at this one cooperative agreement here between the Office of the Attorney General of Florida and the Department of Revenue. And, I mean, if you understand some of the issues that's going on in here, why would the AG's office in Alaska, Florida, the same way, why would they be require contracts behind the scenes? They're hiring themselves out in private law contracts. They're supposed to have a job and be paid from the state. They're not supposed to be representing private interests and entities for money. They're supposed to be, quote, a public officer of one of the several states. They're supposed to have an office. And yet they are contracting without the knowledge of the people that go into these courtrooms. And they're involved in Title 4D, which is Social Security. And you can't have Social Security without surrendering your fundamental rights. It doesn't exist, folks. And what's amazing is I've listened to various talk shows, and I hear them talk about all these atrocious things are going on, but they don't understand what the solution is. Number one, if you're a Christian, get involved where the church hasn't signed itself over to 501c3. You can't have a contract with Caesar. Number two, you can't be a registered voter. Can't be a citizen of the United States. You've sold your birthright. It's called jus soli. In our country, when you are born upon the land or when you are naturalized, you have fundamental rights, which were called inalienable rights, and they do not, I guarantee you, come from Congress. Congress cannot grant us these things. I don't know why people cannot see this. If you are a parent and you grant privileges to a child, your child, such as you can stay out at a certain time or you can grant an allowance, that parent, being the grantor, controls the grant. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I lost connection there for a minute. But it's just absolutely astounding why people cannot grasp the concept. Who in his right mind would give a politician a full power of attorney? That's what you've done. That's what we've done. Because I no longer am a registered voter. I can't be one. I can't accept the permanent fund in Alaska, which they give away up to maybe $1,500 or more dollars per year to the, quote, citizens of the United States. I can't sign up for it. Technically, it's an act of treason. Definitely, I'm not going to sell my soul for money. And yet we have all of these people all across America that signed these things under the penalties of perjury to be a registered voter, to be a citizen of the United States, and you ask them what that is, and they are absolutely clueless. It sounds so deliciously correct. It must be good because my neighbor's doing it. The judges are doing it. The politicians. But little do we know that the senators who enter the office do not enter the office as a citizen of the United States. No, they enter as a citizen of the United States of America, which is a correct status for someone that can travel amongst any of the sovereign countries, being the several states. Why don't they use citizen of the United States? Because they're ruling over us and we're so ignorant. We don't get it. Why does everybody look to Congress today to solve our problems? A constitutional republic only works with a limited delegation of power to your local government, not to somebody sitting off in Washington, D.C. It's absolutely astounding because it's just like when I grew up, we had a high school that was built, and the people in the county, two counties, taxed themselves and built the high school. Who in his right mind would give money to Congress? Congress is under no obligation to spend any of the money on anybody. They can do whatever they want. They can spend it in Iraq. They can send it to Iran. They're under no obligation. That's the fallacy with all of this real ID or this fair tax. Imagine giving money. I mean, we've got indictments going down in Alaska. So far, they've indicted one sitting representative and three other representatives that didn't run this time, and they've got their sights on an ex-president of the Senate, Ben Stevens, which his father is Ted Stevens, and another unnamed party. And we all know that they're crooked. Anybody that's got any brain synopsis that fires twice a year, who in his right mind would give a full power of attorney to these people to run your life, liberty, and property? And this is what's so astounding is looking at this. One of the next things I'm going to be actually putting out on the internet, one of the motions, research motions that I sent down to slow down the people down in Florida. But these attorneys are bound by their professional code of conduct to be ethical, to not being dealing with issues in where they have conflicts of interest. And yet they signed a contract. And this is what one of them says, to be free of conflicting interest as required by the Florida Bar Rules of Professional Code of Conduct. They're not free. They have an absolute contract. They've been hired outside of their, quote, office for money to perform for money. And it's conclusive and legal evidence. And they're bound to follow all of the child people's policies and procedures. And to represent them. That's not a law of Florida. It's not a law of Alaska. I don't know why people, of course, I know most people have never seen some of these cooperative agreements. They've never ever seen these. And here's another one of the things here that they have. This is in the contract, not to enter into any agreement or settlement that adversely affects the department's interests or results in the department's loss of revenue, including the payment of the attorney's fees or costs by the department. Does that sound like they're interested in the children? How does the department have an interest? You see this all the time in the news. The governmental interest, the state's interest. How do they get this interest? Actually, it's pretty simple.
once you understand the concept. And the concept is you've signed up, and we've signed up unknowingly for benefits. And any time you sign up for a benefit, Social Security is the biggest hook that they got into us. When you make that application, you have just waived all of your fundamental rights. All of them. Is that unbelievable? Did they tell us this? When you hire on for a job, imagine walking up to some large company or any of these companies. They mandate that you surrender your fundamental rights because you must have a Social Security number. Anyway, getting back to a couple of the original solutions is, number one, the Christian people need to get rid of the 501c3 churches. They need to throw off this citizen of the United States nonsense. Just like the prodigal son, the Bible, you better get home. Understand who you are. And then we also need to demand elections for the people of the Constitutional Republic, which would be a citizen of New York, citizen of Florida, citizen of Texas, not a citizen of the United States. That's the only people that have access to the Constitutional Republic when you're domiciled, as being a citizen of one of the several states. That's when you have your fundamental rights back. You know, I've talked to people about this, and you can explain it to them in various ways, and you try to get them to explain back to you or put it in their words, and if they can't articulate it back, it never happened. It's just unbelievable. I don't know. The one that shocked me the most, and it should shock people. I mean, not only are they kidnapping children and they're selling them, they're selling them, folks, for money. In Florida, I don't know if it's passed, they want to give $10,000 a head. Only if you are a state employee of Florida. They have a United States code, $4,000, and there's another one for $2,000. I don't remember which one is which, but one of the, if you're handicapped, you don't get as much. I think it's $2,000, and the other one's $4,000 per child. Bounty, folks. That's what it is. It's slavery at its best. I still go back to the first time I ever found this, and it's in a Supreme Court case. And it's difficult for the average person, but it says that the United States, this is a Babcock versus United States, the United States, when it creates rights in individuals against itself, is under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts. I said, my gosh, what in the world, in this Indiana Jones world that we live in today, could I do that would I would have no access to the courts? If we don't have access to the courts, we have nothing. It's over, folks. We don't have the three parts of the government that we need. That absolutely is mandatory. Three independent judges or three branches of government to have an independent judge. It doesn't exist today, unfortunately, anywhere. I can conclusively tell you that in Alaska, it doesn't exist. And what's even more astounding is you bring this information forward and nobody cares. That's what shocks me, is I cannot believe that people don't seem to care. They just look at you with, like, you got that deer in the headlight look. I don't know. Let me read a little statement here, and I mean, it's right on point. This is O'Donohue versus United States. This is a 1933 case. And this is a quote right out of it. This was Chief Justice Marshall. We'll read this right after the break. We're going to break, and then we'll be back with a longer segment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Well, we're back from break here. And Arthur, if you're in Connecticut, call back. We have Bob in D.C. Would you go ahead, Bob?
Hello, Ralph.
Hi, how are we doing today?
Pretty good. How are you doing up there in the Northern Lights land?
Oh, I tell you, we're getting a lot of light up here, and we're seeing green on the trees now, and the snow is gone, and hoo-ha. Finally, summer's coming.
Unfortunately, so are the bugs.
This is true. We have those little pesky guys up here, and they are pretty good size, called mosquitoes.
Yeah, I thought they were the national bird of Alaska.
They are some of them, actually, I think.
Say, you know, we're talking about solutions and things like that, and I don't know if you've listened to the other shows, but you're quite knowledgeable in matters dealing with the judiciary. And whether or not you're a lawyer, I don't care. It doesn't matter. If you know the details, that's the important thing.
Yeah, no, I'm not an attorney or counselor at law. I wouldn't lower myself to be one, but although there are a few good attorneys. Go ahead.
Yeah. And, well, my point is that, you know, you're looking for solutions, and the big problem is that we do need solutions, but more than anything, we need a victory.
Mm-hmm.
This movement has not, I don't think it's ever had a victory, at least not in 50 years, not for sure, not since the acceptance, the tacit acceptance of the Warren Commission report.
Mm-hmm.
And my approach and my point of view is that, and I always come back to it because it's such, it's the enemy's weakest flank, and that is World Trade Center 7 and Larry Silverstein, who essentially admitted that he did it. And that is by far the enemy's weakest flank. And in fact, they even deployed one guy in particular, I remember, to this network, who now thankfully is gone, named D.L. Abrahamson, to obfuscate that. I mean, I called it a couple times, and boy, did he ever run circles around it. The point is, what do you do? Okay, my point was, and what I had said before, and I'll just leave it at this. I don't want to say it too many times, because why give the enemy, why lead with your chin too much with the enemy? My point is that if we had an honest U.S., or in the case of New Jersey or New York State, a state judge, and then a complimentary honest prosecutor or district attorney, and a few honest U.S. marshals, and most importantly, a good, honest county sheriff with a real good infrastructure. We just have the judge issue an arrest warrant for insurance fraud and treason, or whatever legal bounds we need to stay within, and we just take custody of Larry Silverstein, transport him to that county jail, and let the sparks fly.
Well, I think it's a great idea. The problem that we have is there are very few honest judges. There are very few honest U.S. marshals. There are very few honest attorneys. And there are very few honest sheriffs. And the thing is to get all of these honest people together.
Organized.
In one area.
Yeah. That's why I keep mentioning it, and that's what it takes. It takes organization. And maybe they're setting it up right now. I don't know, but I kind of doubt it. And go ahead.
Let me ask you this. Let's take the this is videotape that people can watch.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is you just take the Oklahoma bombing.
Right.
Now that was videotaped in great detail, prior with all of the helicopters zooming around or flying around, zooming in on the front of the building. Now I bought the videos. I sit and watched it live. I bought the videos. And it's called Essential Elements. You can look at all legal briefing. You can look, just like you. If you're a man or a woman that's breathing, some of the essential elements are that you have to have blood. You have to have something that's pumping your blood. You have to have lungs or something that's getting oxygen to the blood. These are essential elements. If any one of these things fails, you're dead. You go look at the Oklahoma bombing. You know what the most astounding essential element is that's missing in the videos? There's no hole in the ground.
There's no what?
There's no hole. There's supposed to be an 8 by 3 foot hole.
The problem I find with, we're talking about knowledgeable people now and people who are searching for the truth. Yes, they will go to things like Oklahoma City or even the other aspects of 9/11, and they will know that it's complete BS, et cetera, et cetera. But the general population has been so dumbed down, or they just have jobs to do. A lot of people have mothers, fathers working, and even one of the children working to make enough money to survive. They just don't have time. But everyone, Ralph, everyone knows about 9/11, and most everyone, subconsciously at least, knows about World Trade Center 7 and that it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you can argue about World Trade Center 1 and 2 and obfuscate it if you're one of the bad guys, but you can't do a thing about World Trade Center 7. It is such an obvious case of controlled demolition.
Let me take to the fact that if you go on now, because now we can say that the Oklahoma bombing. Now let's go to 9/11. Guess what? You go to the Pentagon. You know what's missing? There's no motors of the airplane,
oh, yeah.
A large aircraft. There's no hole big enough for anything, and there's no bodies. The airplane's missing, the bodies are missing, and there's a little teeny hole.
No doubt about it, but you got it.
Therefore, it never happened.
Well, yeah, but the more astute people like you and I see that. But for the general population, the simplicity of World Trade Center 7 trumps it all. And I got to tell you, Ralph, I've seen it again and again. They are scared witless on this one. They do not know what to do. I mean, the problem is the only way they can handle it is to obfuscate it and drown it out, because this is the big mistake. On any field of battle, Ralph, on any field, and it doesn't matter if you're the good guy or the bad guy, but usually the aggressor always has mistakes. A lot of people think that the Germans were overwhelming in their attacks on the Eastern Front. oh, they got whacked a lot of times. But it's just that, you know, when they started rolling, they really rolled, and the minor problems became less until they met Stalingrad and apparently some generals that were more or less not the best. But really, in that regard, it's a lot to talk about. My point is that in any battle, there's always glaring mistakes that either get covered up or eventually destroy you. And this is the one Ralph, that can destroy because of its simplicity and its clearness. It can destroy these people. We just need, like you said, we need to get it organized.
But there are more of them back there. As with this, in watching the video of Building 7, you can see that it was demolished.
Absolutely.
And it's clearly, anybody that's ever seen these films, and almost everyone has seen the demolition of a building.
Did you see Larry Silverstein? And I don't know if it was History Channel or Discovery, when he said to the crooked, and by the way, this fire chief is as crooked as a bent nail, too, when he told the fire chief to pull it. My friend, I lived in New York City for quite a while, and I had a Jewish friend there, and he told me all about Jewish lightning. And I got to tell you, this is the worst case of Jewish lightning in the history, at least the last couple, well, ever, probably. Maybe going back to the burning of the libraries at Alexandria, Egypt, if that indeed was some kind of a Jewish op.
Well, I guess the other part of the essential elements, no steel building has ever collapsed by fire.
There you go.
And there are three of them purportedly did it in New York.
Well, they can blame the two. They can blame the planes on the two, though. They can't blame anybody but themselves for letting this one get away.
But if you look at the number one, the temperature is not even hot enough to even begin to address. You look at all of the steel girders, and here they are. They're sawed off with because they've had this stuff that they put around them that burns them just like a welding rod going through it.
Yep.
I mean, this is conclusive. And they fell at the speed of gravity?
Yep.
I mean, this is the part. And then you listen to these major talk show hosts. And I've got a couple up here that are in a lot. You call in and you're a conspiracy guy. I said, well, these are absolute irrefutable facts. They can't be rebutted.
Well, I'll tell you, Ralph, this I hear you on the pedophiles and the pornography and white slavery and stuff like that. These same people control that, most of it in the world. And I after Barry Chomish, who is a very virulent Israeli Zionist Jewish guy, but he's so honest. He's almost like a patriot that you can talk to and coexist with because he's so honest. And he knows that the most evil element of Judaism over the last centuries, and in particular today, are these Sabbatian Jews. These are the Jews who think that right is wrong, wrong is right, and their philosophy is in agreement with that in everything they do. And we can defeat them if we target. And that's why I keep pounding this World Trade Center 7, because thinking of this as a military tactician or even a strategist, this is by far the enemy's weakest flank.
Well, I think it is. I've got another caller in. Thanks for calling.
Okay, partner. Take care.
And we have Arthur from Connecticut. Go ahead, Arthur.
Greetings, Ralph, in the name of the King Jesus Christ. You're right about... since this is the last subject matter you covered, unlike the World Trade Center, in the Oklahoma City bombing, you had 17 little children. Not only did they die, there were other children who suffered horrible amputations as a direct result of being disallowed assistance for over 8 hours while the guilty parties were busy removing their incriminating evidence, including other explosives, from the building. Minor cuts and abrasions became infected, and they had to suffer the amputation of limbs. And they, of course, are young adult men and women today who are maimed for life. Waco, 25 little children. I'm not concerned about the World Trade Center bombing, and I'm going to tell you why. Except for a few firefighters who are real men and motivated by God, preferably believing in Jesus Christ, but not necessarily. They had love for their fellow man, and they went in there to help those people, and they were betrayed, and they died, and many survived it, and they're suffering from lung diseases, and of course, last time I checked, over 100 had resigned the New York City Fire Department in disgust at the prostitute conduct of their superiors, for the almighty buck, their false god. But aside from those firefighters and maybe a few people in the building that were watering the flowers, these people were playing with Caesar's military script. They were gambling with Caesar's monetary system. This was not; these were not innocent people. Not 25 little children in a church in Waco, Texas. Not a building of people with a daycare center inside. Again, 17 little children. And to move along, you were talking about power of attorney, and I'm calling from Connecticut, where stability, where stable is defined as being nice and quiet. In other words, not making waves. Everything is about the power of the attorneys, and you have covered that wonderfully in your broadcasts in years past on RBN, and I'm glad to hear that you're back on. I'm disturbed to hear that you're going to go off and not be on three nights a week. Did I hear you correctly? You're only going to be on Sundays?
Yes, that's correct. They're moving me to Sunday at 6 to 8 Central Time.
Uh-huh.
Which will be nine Eastern time.
Yes. Well, I hope it's intelligible, and I'm glad to hear that at least you have 2 hours, and I hope more people will be able to listen. In terms of the power of the attorneys, it really is about the signature on those documents that they force us into contracting in. When we lay our signature on that piece of paper, it for them, reinforces our 14th Amendment status as best as I can figure it out. And it was confirmed today with a young realtor who had a problem because the attorney in his office forced him to bring back the documents that I had signed a disclaimer on above my signature. They kept talking about under duress and without recourse, and that's not acceptable in the paper. And I said, well, that's fine. Okay. So I signed my name and I wrote Romans 13:8. Chapter 13, verse 8, above it, I am to owe no man anything but to love one another. And next to it, I wrote, without the United States. I am operating without the United States. I am operating within the United States of America. Ed Waller covered this in his website, U.S. of A, V as in vigilance, U.S.com. United States of America, United States versus United States of America. No, I had it right. U.S. of A. United States of America versus United States.
Let me interrupt you here and sure. Read Hosea 4.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
It says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Yes.
Because thou hast refused knowledge, I will also refuse thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. And seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children."
Yes.
And here we have, I'm telling you, when I watch this movie here, this Deliver Us From Evil, I don't know, beyond shocked. I don't know how you could get it that people will stand by and are so trusting and allow these things to happen to their children, young children, and not do something about it. It's like they're brain dead. They want somebody else to do something. I mean, my goodness, I would have tracked this priest down, and I would have been protesting. I would have tried to get charges done. I mean, there'd been something done about this guy.
Yes.
And he did to hundreds of children over lots of years.
You know, well, one man loved those children enough to jump between the prison guards and get at one of those priests recently, and he got into that cell just before that time locked door closed. He took the socks out of his pocket, and as Jesus said, woe unto him, he who would in any way be a stumbling block to any of these little ones, for it would be better that he had a millstone wrapped about his neck and that he be cast into the depths of the sea. He stuffed those socks right down his throat so that he suffocated just as though he had drowned in the depths of the sea, as our master made clear. Yes.
Well, it is atrocious what's going on. And anyway, be sure and tell people that be moving to Sunday and listen to the show then. And thanks for calling in. We'll be going to break here in just a second.
Thank you.
Thanks, Arthur. Like I say, I don't know how parents I have people calling me, and I know that other people have people that have had their children taken for no reason. I mean, we all recognize that there are some children out there that are being abused, and someone needs to deal with it. I don't doubt that. Don't doubt it at all. But the problem is, a little bit of good does not justify a whole bunch of evil. And what's astounding, because I do research, I like to find the reasons for why these things are happening. And what's astounding in a Supreme Court case here is that what we don't understand is that when they kidnap a child, and they're kidnapped, folks, that's what it is. Let's call it exactly what it is. They're being kidnapped. Just like when they were kidnapping, and actually the first slaves in America were white slaves. They weren't black. We're going to break, and then I'm going to cover what's going on in these courts here briefly. They're telling us what's going on in a Supreme Court case. We'll be back in a minute for the final segment.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit Core Documents. Now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Back for the final phase today, and remember, I'll be on Sunday at 6 to 8 Central Time for 2 hours. I will not be on Wednesday or Friday. Someone else is taking that slot. I want to give an enlightenment because why we're being beaten, of course, because of, I keep saying our birthright, because that's so, until you reclaim your birthright, nothing's going to change. It's not going to change. But let me tell you, this is out of a Supreme Court case, Santosky versus Kramer, 455 U.S. 745. Here's the game that the parents are involved in with their children, and they do not understand. The attorneys don't tell them. And I'm going to read this here. It's real short, but the concept is unbelievable. It says, at the fact-finding, the state cannot presume that a child and his parents are adversaries. After the back here, like I lost the connection there. Let me start over because this is really an important concept there. This is in a Supreme Court case, 455 U.S. 745, because the parents do not understand what's going on. I'm reading, at the fact-finding, the state cannot presume that a child and his parents are adversaries after the state has established parental unfitness at that initial proceeding. The very first time you walk into that court, that's your only shot. That's it. And as soon as the judges said, oh, you're unfit, you know, guess what happens then? It says the court may assume the dispositional stage of the interest of the child and the natural parents to diverge. So the interest of the child takes off one direction and yours takes off the other. And it says here the judge shall make his order solely on the basis of the best interest of the child. And he's under no obligation to consider the natural parent's rights in selecting dispositional alternatives. So you got one shot. You walk into that very first hearing, the way they've got this slavery thing set up, and the state says, yep, you're unfit. And as soon as that decision is made, because the judge and they're all in on it for money, he doesn't look at what the parents say. The parents are then in there pounding, look at this, look at that, and they do not understand it's the best interest of the child, and he doesn't even look in your direction. This is the game they're playing in there, folks. It says he's under no obligation to look at the natural parents' rights at all, none. You don't even exist. Only after that very first hearing, that's why it is so important, never open the door to those child people. If they come to your door, have them have a warrant. See it. Shove it under the door. Never open the door. Never volunteer for these guys. Never sign anything. They're professional kidnappers. That's what they are. And they sell your children for money. And the only reason, the only time they can have a job is by kidnapping children. And if they kidnap it, you better get your acting gear because the very first hearing is your only shot. Well, I'll be back Sunday, 6 to 8 Central Time. So be sure and tune in. I've got a lot more interesting things with real answers and real solutions. So we'll see you Sunday at 6 o'clock on RBN. And be sure to call in and help the radio station with finances, because we can't be here and I can't be here unless they have money. So we'll see you Sunday.
With recent international flight from the dollar,